Good evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce, co-host of Let's Find Out. I'm here with Bonnie McDade, and we are going to be talking about past life regression, the out-of-body experience, and are they both the same? Good evening, Bonnie. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm great. How are you, Elizabeth?
Hi.
I am looking forward to getting into this subject, and I know a lot of people out there have been looking forward to this show since we announced we were going to be doing it. It's just a fascinating activity. Most people are not familiar with the idea, and I think that, well, I hope that we're going to be able to answer some questions and really clear up any confusion about the idea.
Well, you know, I don't consider regression an activity. I consider it an act of healing, much like hypnosis. But, of course, there's always the two schools of thoughts because we have our wonderful hypnosis people that are about 5% hypnosis and 90% show business. And some people
right.
use regression for show business. But to tell you the truth, with the new fifth dimension energies coming in, it's exciting to understand that the veil is being dropped. We're going to start remembering our past lives. And as we do, we're going to be able to heal a lot of past life pain and present life traumas, pain, as well as addictions.
That's right. And it seems that these past life memories come through spontaneously more and more during a healing session. So we're just slipping right into it, and people are receiving healing in that way, whether they ask for it or not.
Well, yeah, but they have to be open. You know, I'm so
Absolutely.
Cautious. I know people that will go in and they'll program people and they'll hypnotize them, and I want to warn against these things because you want to be very careful with who you work with, because every detail of your past life is recreated in some way in this lifetime, and anything you do in this lifetime, you're setting up the next lifetime with your thoughts and actions and deeds in this lifetime. So it's really important to remember who you were, but it's also important that the information that you receive impacts today as well as your future.
Yes. Yes. And you know, when you find someone to work with to help you do this, you want to make sure that they're coming from a place of love and a place of healing and not out to promote themselves or what have you, like the situations that we talked about last week with the
misuse of the energies.
That's it, right. Right.
Anyway, you've been in classes, Bonnie, and we had a very powerful regression experience at Rooney's house when we did 20 in one day. Do you remember that day?
I do remember, of course. The energy was incredible, and everyone was able to come back with information that was very necessary for their lives today. Right.
Well, how do you feel about death? Do you have any doubt about death? Do you think a past life regression helps people understand that we live on, or what do you think?
You know, it's funny that you ask that, because that is exactly why people who are interested in this should take that step. Do a past life regression, and it really does remove the fear of death from you. Because, I can remember when you and I did my first past life regression together, mm-hmm. and you brought me right through that door of birth, right through that door of death, and it was effortless. It was natural.
I learned that technique from Dr. Harry Ahrens, who of course is gone now, but he founded the Ethical Hypnosis Society nationally, and he wrote 5 books. He was very, very well known and well loved, and he was my teacher for a long time, and I learned that technique from him, and he based it on astrology, as I was explaining to you the other day. When mm-hmm. when you get to the birth canal, you've already hit 6 or 7 of the most powerful astrological forces in your life, which is a rite of passage for everybody. And it does help you go into it quickly and easily.
Mm-hmm. And I remember I was very nervous. I was worried. I didn't know what the experience was going to be like. But having done it, it made it so much easier to go back and do it time and time again. I do it by myself. I've done it in other times with you, with different classes that we've done. And it really does remove the fear of death. It really takes that right out of the equation, because I know that I've been through it before.
Well, some of the things that I ask people when they ask me about regression, what is it? Is it dangerous? Will I ever come back? how do I know? You know, after you see the Christopher Reeve movie, that was a great movie. You wonder if you can come back. But think of how exciting it would be to remember your past life. Who were you in Egypt and in biblical times? Who were you in the medieval times or in the Middle Age era? And who were you in even more recent history? You know, some people that died in World War II, they were shot down or thrown out of a plane or whatever, almost reincarnated right away. And my belief is that it takes at least 75 to 100 years to reincarnate. But some people came back right away, right after World War II, because of the powerful way that they died.
Right, right. And you never know what your karma is. You never know what lessons you're supposed to learn. And it depends. It's highly individual. It depends on what your specific needs are, exactly when you will reincarnate.
One of the best things that has been linked, and I think Carl Jung will attribute to this, is that you can go back into your past life and you can look at emotional scars and emotional traumas, and you can relive it, and you can change history and come back out without the scars any longer, without the traumas any longer. This happens in our subconscious field. And what you're really doing is you're like whitewashing the wall. You're taking away one memory and recreating it with a better one. And it puts you in a position to set your life right.
Do you think that's it, or do you think that maybe, like in the instance of phobias, for example, when you go back and you see what it was that created that trauma in your psyche, you remember it the way it happened, and you remember it the way it happened even when you come back, but it no longer has that emotional weight to it anymore.
Well, when I do vertigo, and people go back and remember falling off a mountain or being caught in some of the volcanic things that we had on the planet, I always have them do it again a second time and be caught in a net.
Oh.
And then they know that they're safe and cuddly. There's techniques that you can use when you're handling trauma.
That I understand.
When you do cigarettes, to stop cigarette smoking is a really important one these days, as you know. You have them smoke a cigarette without really smoking a cigarette. They can close their mind and smoke a cigarette in their imagination. But also you take them back to when they were cigarette-free, and then you have them breathe at that time. And you know that body remembers that deeper breath. That unrestricted breath, the body remembers it. So that when they come back out, it helps them get rid of the nicotine addiction. It does help.
And isn't that the most remarkable thing? Isn't that the most remarkable thing?
Well, and we don't know why fears, hang-ups, phobias, and traumas disappear entirely. They disappear entirely.
That's
and
right.
And that is just mind-boggling. Mm-hmm. And I told you the story about Michelle, when she regressed and she had multiple sclerosis, and she went back and remembered that her mother had a son and had gone into a institution because he died of crib death syndrome. And I reminded her that although she had a son, she was not going to be like her mother, and she wasn't going to lose her son. And I had her see him going through high school, going through college, getting married, going into his career. I had her see that during this regression. We went into future life progression, I guess you call it.
Okay.
And when she came out of that regression, she no longer had her disease. She no longer had it. And the doctor, she went back to the doctor for an exam, and he said he had misdiagnosed her.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah.
We're going to have a little fun now, Bonnie, because I picked a song by Elaine Sober, and I think we can all clap and be a little happy. Here we go.
Oh, great. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm so happy, and I'm so grateful, 'cause I can clearly see. I'm so happy, and I'm so grateful, I'm in ecstasy. The joy that bubbles up in me keeps me warm and trouble-free. I'm happy, yes I am. I'm happy, yes I am.
Everybody clap. I'm happy. Yes, I am. Well, that's how you feel after you've done one of the vibrational weekends with us. People are dancing out and they're singing that song. And they're coming from a place of dread, of fear, of upset, and they're feeling so relieved that they're just singing and they're in their joy.
Mm-hmm. There's nothing like it when you make that connection. Of course, it's just happy. Yes.
Yeah, and it's joyful because something gets released, and sometimes we don't know exactly where what it is, where it's coming from, but it doesn't matter. Improvements in your general health, you find improvements in your well-being, and you find improvements in the way you see yourself. You're mm-hmm. more confident, you're happier, and you can realize your full potential because all of your fear, the fear of the kids, the fear of the family, the fear of money, it goes away, and you get into something called trust, and you create a vortex of a place where the new energy can fall in and bring you out of that deep depth of despair into a whole new opportunity. And it's a wonderful experience.
And all that's left is joy. When you shed all of that, all that's left is joy. Right. Mm-hmm. Now, is there ever an instance where you would not recommend a student or client to do past life regression? You ever come across someone that you worry?
I usually give them the opportunity, but I've brought them out of it. We've had you. I think you were there when we had some people that just can't regress. They can't do it. I don't feel anything. Mm-hmm. Carol mm-hmm. is one. Our dear Carol. She gets frustrated because she doesn't seem to be able to let go enough. Well, that has to be honored too.
Sure.
Yes, they're on a certain level, and yes, it's too bad that they can't let go enough to experience the wonderful joy. But they can't. They're not ready yet, and so that has to be honored. So what I tell people when I'm doing the teaching is, take them in, and if they get uncomfortable, bring them right out and then give them a choice. Do you want to try again, or should we just not do this at this time?
Mm-hmm,
you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then what they need to do, and what we're going to begin, as you know, on the 20th, is they need to sit. They need to sit with themselves, and they need to go inside and do a little bit more meditation, a little bit more work before they're ready to release. It's a matter of connection. I think it's a matter of connecting the higher self in a broader sense. Sometimes we're very narrow, we're in fear, and we're critical and condemning of others. And as long as we're that way, we're going to find it very difficult to be released because it can't happen. And so then when you get to the point of what you really understand is forgiveness and you really understand that you can trust, and sometimes it takes a lot of processing, then you're ready to do a regression. And that's why in my classes, as you know, I don't do it until the end. You have to have 10 weeks of meditation before we even start. I believe that we have Gloria on from Maryland, and I think she wants to ask a question. Is that right? Gloria, are you here?
Yes.
Good evening. How are you?
Fine, and you?
Good. And what is your question? Which one did you want to ask?
I have a piece of family property, a home that I would like to sell, and I would like to know.
We're not answering psychic questions tonight. We're answering questions on regression and out of body.
Oh, okay.
Did you have a regression question?
No, not at this time.
Okay. You can go to our websites, either Bonnie's or mine, and we'll talk at another time.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. So you're going to find improvements to your health and well-being. Bonnie, when you started having regressions, doing your own regressions when you were working with me or in the class, how did that change your life?
Oh, boy, in so many ways. It really straightens out some of the kinks in relationships. When I go into meditation, sometimes I'll spontaneously slip into a past life. In fact, in one instance, I regressed and I found my son, my 21-year-old son, and we were children together. We were both little boys. We were Amish little boys, probably in the 1800s, and maybe we were 8 or 10 years old, lighting fires in the middle of a cornfield and just giggling and getting in trouble together. But having had that experience, when I came back, it made light of our sometimes stressful relationship because I understood who he was to me. and how important he is to me now.
Now, I want to say a couple of things. The first thing I want to say is you said that during meditation, and I don't want to scare people. I don't want to let them think, oh, I've never meditated before. What am I going to do if I go into a past life? I'm not going to meditate.
Right.
You've been meditating for years, and you're what they would call a professional at this point. And that's you certainly, I don't think you did these things before you started the training, your training. Isn't that true?
Oh, it probably would have scared me, sure.
I really want to stress this. But yet you do it naturally now, and that's because you've had several. I know you've had 6 or 7 regressions, and what you've done is you've opened up the channel. You've opened up that tunnel, that pathway to that area where now your body, your higher self, your soul are more happy to feed you the information because you're ready and prepared.
That's right.
And
yes.
During regressions, you really feel as if you're walking through your past life. You get sights, you get sounds, you get smells, you get emotional feelings that come back to you and that can be very vivid. But what's more important is that you experience this freedom. It comes with the release of your suppressed emotional body.
Yes, and freedom is the perfect way to put it, because when you go into this, there's always some kind of a challenge that you're looking to overcome. And when you find the answer, when you do overcome it, yeah, that's freedom. Mm-hmm. It's a wonderful thing.
Now, as you know, I've written the book Ascension, How to Access the Fifth Dimension, and I've been bringing in new healing techniques. And one of the funnest things that's been going on is we are being told that we're going to be giving regressions on a higher level. I'm not quite sure what that means yet, because it hasn't proven itself, but we are going to start. We're going to finish this conversation after we take a little break.
Wisdom Magazine is one of the country's largest free holistic publications, with 150,000 copies printed monthly in 3 regional print editions. Wisdom is dedicated to opening people's hearts and minds to the philosophies, products, and services of the new millennium. Visit us at wisdom-magazine.com to view our web edition.
This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. Saturday night, September 12th, we have a very exciting guest. Louisa Rachet, the Inner Contessa, will be joining us and explain to you exactly what that means. An Inner Contessa is a woman who is completely connected with all aspects of her femininity. She brings elegance and grace with everyone she meets and everything she touches. Are you looking for the person that you know is inside of you and is just aching to come out? Do you want to laugh and enjoy life again? Our show on September 5th will tell you the secrets that you need to know to move ahead and have fun and to create a life filled with joy and peace. Let's create a life that rocks you. Let's get rid of obstacles that have been holding you back for too long. You can enjoy health in a better way than you ever thought possible. You can feel a sense of purpose driving your life. You can find peace in every day. You can create passion and joy all around you. And you can do whatever it takes to make your heart sing and really, really live. Does this almost sound impossible? Tune in Sunday night, September 12th, and let's find out.
Ascension, Accessing the Fifth Dimension, The Truth About 2012. This is a new book by Elizabeth Joyce. People are being shaken awake. Sometimes it takes a kick in the pants to wake us up. Looking from a higher perspective, we are experiencing birth pangs of a higher consciousness, the fifth dimension. The 3 spatial dimensions of height, width, and length, along with the fourth dimension of time and timelessness, we are familiar with. But what is the fifth dimension energies? Mark Dodich, astrologer, says, if you are opening to a greater spiritual dimension of your inner self, then this is the book for you. Ascension, How to Access the Fifth Dimension. Go to www.newdashvisions.com or amazon.com and get the book. It's a must read.
Some of you are familiar with energy healing systems like Reiki, acupuncture, and acupressure, while vibrational healing works with your energy in a different, powerful way by accessing the inner you. Please plan to join us September 10th, 11th, and 12th for a powerful vibrational healing workshop in Lambertville, New Jersey. After long service as healing practitioners, Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade spontaneously received the energetic gift of healing on the fifth dimensional levels. This healing work, vibrational healing, was recently blessed by Amma, the hugging saint. Together, Bonnie and Elizabeth have benefited hundreds of people with every kind of health problem, including many incurable conditions. Allow the darkness to disappear as you meld into light. Something magical is happening on the planet, and in preparing for the changes leading up to 2012, this workshop is at the top of the list. Register for this 3-day life-altering event at www.thebcma.net or call 215-996-0646. You are listening to bbsradio.com. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio network on the planet. This is Let's Find Out with your hosts Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade. We're coming to you live every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-815-9756 in the U.S. and Canada. That's 888-815-9756. Now, if you're just tuning in and you'd like to hear this rebroadcast in its entirety, a recording of the show will be available tomorrow by clicking on the archive link on the Let's Find Out page on bbsradio.com. And now, let's find out with our hosts, Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade. Hello, welcome back to Let's Find Out. This is Bonnie McDade, and I'm here tonight with Elizabeth, and we're discussing out-of-body experiences and past life regressions. We're very interested in your stories. If any of you out there have experienced a past life regression, been to a hypnotist and had this experience yourself, we would love to hear your story and how it has affected your present day circumstance. Is that right, Elizabeth?
Sure. We want to know if anybody's had a past life experience that has been healing for them, and sometimes you can have them when you're not with a therapist, Bonnie. You can have them in a dream, don't you think?
Yes, that happens a lot. And even during a healing session, in fact, one time when I had you on my energy table, I recall working an awful lot on the lower portions of your legs, and I couldn't figure out exactly what I was tuning into, but there was a lot of energy there that needed to be removed. And when I brought you out of it and asked you your impressions, you told me that you had gone into a past life where your legs were cut off below the knees. Do you remember that?
I don't, but that's neat. See, you don't, and another thing is that you don't always remember every little thing. It can certainly just be in the moment. The important thing is that the healing occurred. That's the most important thing, not who we were.
That's right.
You know, we have all these people. Oh, I was Lady Macbeth, or I was Cleopatra. Mary Magdalene is the one that's really being misused today.
Ooh.
And they're saying, oh, I was in this past life and this and that and the other thing. And, you know, you might have been around that environment, but you're usually not the princess or the queen or whatever.
Right.
It's just a signal to remind you what era you were in. And then sometimes you can really be a person, you know, of honor. I'm not saying you can't be, but a lot of times it's really just the ego, and you've got to be very careful. A practitioner knows, because you can sense the energy of whether it's a wonderful experience or whether it's, you know, just suppressed emotions needing to come up and express themselves. And
right.
All you have to say is thank you for sharing.
Right. I like your explanation, though. That's very interesting. If you have the idea that you were Cleopatra, that's probably a signal that you just were around during that time.
Probably got to wash her floor or change her bed, right?
There you go.
That's my own
right.
Thing.
Right,
but
right.
Anyway, I also think that if you're going to be doing regressions, that you need to prepare your mind and body. And it's always good to meditate and prepare yourself beforehand. And sometimes if you're stuck and you can't get out of the house, you've got babies, you've got a husband, and you're running around here and there, and you don't know what to do, you can make this a part of your prayers at night. Just bow your head and say, please take me to what I need to learn in order to set myself free from this stuck energy. And see what happens. There's a lot of people, Bonnie, that are on the planet now going through job changes, and their companies are closing. You know we're in this kind of an environment right now.
Right, right.
And one of the things that they can do, and I had somebody here the other day doing it with her, I said to this woman, what would you do if you couldn't do this work? oh, I would lose everything. I would lose my house. I would lose my car. And I just looked at her and I said, no, you wouldn't.
Oh, boy.
That was her answer.
Right.
No, you wouldn't. What did you used to do? What did you want to do when you were younger? Well, I loved homemaking and I loved cooking. I said, well, now you can make yourself a gourmet chef and go over to other people's houses and serve dinners to 8 or 10 people and get paid a lot of money. That's
right.
Just another thought, something to put inside your body for you to concentrate on. It worked. So she was working on her accepting it on the inner levels, because if you accept it on the inner level first and then you come up with some kind of a shock, like we're closing the building, you no longer have a job, you don't have to go into a heart attack or into a panic. You're just able to be in the present and work through it, and it will come. And when you don't have the fear, that's when you're going to attract the new idea and the new creativity that's going to give you a new job. And if you're doing regression work and you're doing this too, you might go into a completely new career and be successful.
That's right, and we've seen it happen. And I think the example you used was one that we experienced, someone who actually did go into catering and has found a whole new career doing that.
Yes, but in many, many different careers.
Right.
I know a girl whose husband has done it, and he's just gotten himself a new job. It took a lot of time, but he is finally out there doing something totally new.
Mm-hmm, so I think that we pigeonhole ourselves. We try so hard. Well, we tell our children, figure out what you want to do with your life and stick to it. Set a goal and stick to it. And so we ingrain our own minds, our own psyches. We get into a line of thought and we think we need to stick with that line of thought and never change paths because it'll make us a flibberty gibbet or something.
Well,
and
you know, in the new, the new weekend that we're giving this weekend over in Lambertville, mm-hmm. we're going to work on getting out of poverty consciousness. And you do that by putting into your mind new thoughts. Oh,
new
I can only make $50,000 a year. I've only made $120,000 a year. Well, you don't have to accept that. You can absolutely make that grow. You get the thought into the subconscious, and then you create it. It goes inward and then out. But
that's
first,
right.
You have to have all the buts. I can't. Uh-huh. I'm afraid. It will never
mm-hmm.
happen. You have to get all that stuff out, and that takes work. That
the most limiting thing that you can do to yourself, the most unhealthy thing you can do to yourself is to say that I'm stuck in my ways and I cannot change.
We know a few of those.
We know a few of those.
But,
I think we all do.
It's so vivid. You can go into your future life and you can make it vivid. Deepak Chopra teaches this too, to visualize the outcome. Don't worry about how you're going to get there. Take a long time in working on it. Take a long time on your meditation technique and visualize the outcome. And you will create it. Our friend, a lady friend that we both know, Elizabeth, she just did that with her house. I had her go sit in the driveway at night and say, this house I'm going to live in. And that guy gave way and she bought it and she's living there now.
That's right. That's right. You just put yourself in that energy and it will flow to you. Now, I think that we're about ready to take a break. So we'll discuss this a little bit more in just a minute.
If you have lost your sense of fun, feeling stuck in the old routine, are emotionally bankrupt, and are searching for that spark, then you are really ready to connect with your inner Contessa. Louisa Rache invites you to spend some time with her in Italy. Treat yourself to a beautiful retreat in Tuscany to reconnect to your inner wisdom, release fears and doubts, and embrace your birthright of abundance, passion, and power. October 2nd to October 9th. Call Louisa Rache at 215-598-0632. Or you can read all about it at www.innercontessa.com. This is an amazing journey that promises to be so much more than a vacation. Again, call Louisa at 215-598-0632 for further information.
Have you ever gone into your local health food store looking for something that didn't exist? Blossom Spring Natural Health Solutions was born out of such a need. As a master herbalist and board-certified holistic health practitioner, I've created a line of herbal remedies and beauty products that have been overlooked by other companies.
All-purpose blossom salve is the herbal answer for wound care. Use it on minor cuts, burns, abrasions, bug bites, and bee stings to kill germs, ease pain, and promote the reproduction of healthy new skin cells, all without introducing harsh chemicals or petroleum products into the wound. Euthena Jar is an all-natural herbal facial complex designed to promote a healthy, youthful complexion by reducing fine lines and age spots while increasing elasticity and refining pores. Everything you want for your face in one product. Blossom Spring products are created with all natural and organic ingredients to promote health without destroying valuable flora. Just the way it was when time began, just as nature intended it to be. Blossom Spring is a registered trademark.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, co-host of Let's Find Out. Bonnie McDade and I are looking for guests for our show throughout the fall and winter months. Let's Find Out is on VBSRadio.com at 9 p.m. Eastern, Sunday evenings. It's a live internet radio show with several worldwide affiliates that we co-host, and we discuss holistic health modalities, energy healing, psychic sensitivity, the paranormal, past lives, and other metaphysical subjects. We have a great listening audience, and we utilize a 3,000-plus name email list every week to promote our guests. This is a great way to advertise yourself and your business. So if you have an interest, send us an email or get in touch with bbsradio.com, and we'd be happy to have you on. Thank you.
You're listening to bbsradio.com. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio network on the planet. This is Let's Find Out with your hosts Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade. We're coming to you live every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-815-9756 in the U.S. and Canada. That's 888-815-9756. Now, if you're just tuning in and you'd like to hear this rebroadcast in its entirety, a recording of the show will be available tomorrow by clicking on the archive link on the Let's Find Out page on bbsradio.com. And now, let's find out with our hosts, Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade. It's time for the Metaphysical Book Corner. This week, our recommendation is The Immortal by J.J. Dewey. This is a book about God's love for humanity and all the ways that we tell ourselves we don't deserve it. This nonfiction novel follows a woman through her illness to healing and shows us her spiritual journey to her real self. We follow along with her, and we see how much time she wasted believing she wasn't worthy of God's grace. And we feel for the husband who loves her to within a hair's breadth of his own mortality. If you're finding it difficult to recover from an illness or addiction, or if you're a true seeker of the meaning of life, this is a must-read. The Immortal by J.J. Dewey. Pick it up. You'll be glad you did.
And she's in the flow. She just wrote so many beautiful songs for her latest album. Again, that's Elaine Silver, and this is Elizabeth Joyce, co-host of Let's Find Out. I'm on here with Bonnie McDade, and we're talking about past life regression and the out-of-body out-of-body experience, are they the same? And the answer is yes, they are the same. But the out-of-body experience happens differently than the regression. The regression happens because it's choice. The out-of-body experience happens out of instant being pulled out of the body, out of maybe being in a car accident or having anesthesia or having some kind of trauma where you jump out of your body and you look back down at your body. And it's another lesson of our universal body, and it's another lesson of how we are not the body. The body is a part of who we are, but it's not all of who we are. Wouldn't you say that, Bonnie?
I would, yeah. And in fact, I think that you probably have a good example of that. That's happened to you before, hasn't it?
Yes.
A spontaneous, right.
Out of body. I've had several. Of course, the one that was on Unsolved Mysteries was the one when I was hit by a drunk driver, and I really went up towards heaven, and my husband who had passed and my son who had passed came down to talk to me telepathically and sent me back. And but I've had others. One time I was walking around my condo about a year after my mother died, and I felt her pull me out towards her. And I found myself having a telepathic conversation with her somewhere in the middle of the universe. That was pretty neat. That was quite an experience. But what
about
you?
That's very powerful.
Have you had one?
I'm sure that I have. I can't put my finger on anything right this moment. I had a car accident when I was 17, and I know I was pulled out of my body, but I cannot remember where I was. I just remember coming back, and I remember being so grateful to be back. But the experience itself, I have no memory of.
Well, I have a pretty funny one. I had major surgery in 1976, way before I was doing any of this kind of studying. And I heard this woman wailing and wailing, and I kept saying mentally, keep quiet, shut up, what are you crying about? And I just heard this wailing and wailing. And I looked down, and it was me. And the minute I realized it was me, I went back in my body, and then I shut myself up. It was pretty funny. But I had no idea. And then another time, I was out of my body, and I woke up on the ceiling. I was literally on the ceiling, sleeping, all curled up. And I said, oh, I'm up on the ceiling. Why am I up on the ceiling and not in my body? And the minute that I said that, I went back into a body that had 104 temperature and was full of aches and pains. So, of course, you know, I got out of the body so I could rest the universal body. I didn't want to keep struggling with it. And this is just so typical of what happens in our sleep cycle, but some people are more aware of it than others.
Well, that's another example, yes. I'm sure most people have experienced that, being jarred awake, the feeling of falling, and all of a sudden you're jarred awake as if you just landed in your bed. I like to think that that's what that's from, right? Where you've astrally traveled and you've returned to your body a little bit too forcefully.
Have you tried to get up and walk and you're not in your body, so you can't get up and walk after sleep?
Yes.
And it's not because of a hangover. It's because you're not back in your body yet. So then you have to sit and you have to take that right thumb and put it in the middle of the left palm and take some deep breaths and bring that energy down your center channel, down your midline. Bring in that Shakti energy, and you can center yourself so that you can function better during the day.
Right. But, and you don't always remember where you were or what the experience was, but you sure know that it happened.
Out-of-body experience is similar to astral projection, and the way that it's similar to astral projection is that when we astrally project, we choose a place to go, and we go there with our body, and we look around, and you can usually tell what the weather is and how the people are and what's going on.
Right, and that's far more conscious travel.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
But it's still all the same energy.
It's
the same thing as going in a regression or going to another planet or even doing distant healing. When you do distant healing, you go with your etheric body and you work on the person. You can go right to a hospital if you know somebody's in a hospital, and you can work on their body. And you do that by focusing the mind. And, yes, it takes meditation. You have to get into what's called the alpha state of, you know, a different level of consciousness, and you work from that area. You work from universal body to universal body. Everybody has a universal body, and we each have to work that out. So
right.
I guess it's time to do websites, Bonnie. We didn't do that yet.
Sure. If you want to get in touch with me, you can go to www.blossomspring.com.
And my website is www.blossomspring.com. new-visions.com, and we have another website that Bonnie and I share, and this is the bcma.net. I'm giving that one. We are about to have another one, but I haven't had time to work on it yet. So the one that talks about our calendar events and what we're doing is the BCMA for Bucks County Metaphysical Association. .net. And this is a charity association where we give events during the year around Bucks County, Doylestown area, or Lambertville, New Jersey area, and we give metaphysical events, and the next one we're doing is our vibrational healing one next weekend, and then we donate to local charities, and it's been nice. It really has been nice, and it's been growing.
It has. We've donated to Red Cross, the SPCA, and other organizations like BARC. And our goal is to keep everything local and in the area. We get the donations from the area. We keep the money in the area.
Well, so you can take this uniquely combined energy. We're going to be doing sittings, and what I'm trying to get people to understand is it's about a unique energy that's coming in, the fifth dimension energies,
mm-hmm.
and they're cumulative. So when you do a vibrational healing workshop or when you come in for a sitting here and there, you get more and more into a depth of where you can have these wondrous experiences and really have more control of your life. And you can reach this state pretty quickly, and if you're open to the experience, you will find that it makes you feel very fulfilled and that you will remember everything, and I kind of like that. Sometimes you can feel a deep sorrow and not really know why and just, you know, release that, and then you feel 100% better. You feel like it's a whole new world, like you've just cleaned out all the closets and the drawers in your house.
Mm-hmm.
So
if you find you've got nothing to do next weekend, or if you want something really incredible, sign up at the bcma.net for this coming vibrational healing workshop.
And, you know, there's something else. There are people that have blocks, and they block the subconscious mind because they're still holding on to their third dimensional reality, and they're so afraid of letting it go. I call this the veil of blindness, and the veil of blindness will really block your frequency level so that you can't come to a higher state of letting go. Some people don't know what we're talking about. They don't understand what this is. And how they're blind, and the minute that they can forgive and let go and give the universe a chance to work through them, how they can be totally, totally transformed, don't you think?
That's right, and this is how you start.
Right. So, okay, we'll take our last break for the evening, and then we'll be back with some final thoughts.
Wisdom Magazine is one of the country's largest free holistic publications, with 150,000 copies printed monthly in 3 regional print editions. Wisdom is dedicated to opening people's hearts and minds to the philosophies, products, and services of the new millennium. Visit us at wisdom-magazine.com to view our web edition.
Ascension. Accessing the Fifth Dimension, The Truth About 2012. This is a new book by Elizabeth Joyce. People are being shaken awake. Sometimes it takes a kick in the pants to wake us up. Looking from a higher perspective, we are experiencing birth pangs of a higher consciousness, the fifth dimension. The 3 spatial dimensions of height, width, and length, along with the fourth dimension of time and timelessness, we are familiar with. But what is the fifth dimension energies? Mark Dodich, astrologer, says if you are opening to a greater spiritual dimension of your inner self, then this is the book for you. Ascension, how to access the fifth dimension. Go to www.new-visions.com or amazon.com and get the book. It's a must read.
This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. Saturday night, September 12th, we have a very exciting guest. Louisa Rache, the Inner Contessa, will be joining us and explain to you exactly what that means. An Inner Contessa is a woman who is completely connected with all aspects of her femininity. She brings elegance and grace with everyone she meets and everything she touches. Are you looking for the person that you know is inside of you and is just aching to come out? Do you want to laugh and enjoy life again? Our show on September 5th will tell you the secrets that you need to know to move ahead and have fun and to create a life filled with joy and peace. Let's create a life that rocks you. Let's get rid of obstacles that have been holding you back for too long. You can enjoy health in a better way than you ever thought possible. You can feel a sense of purpose driving your life. You can find peace in every day. You can create passion and joy all around you. And you can do whatever it takes to make your heart sing and really, really live. Does this almost sound impossible? Tune in Sunday night, September 12th, and let's find out.
Some of you are familiar with energy healing systems like Reiki, acupuncture, and acupressure. Well, vibrational healing works with your energy in a different, powerful way by accessing the inner you. Please plan to join us September 10th, 11th, and 12th for a powerful vibrational healing workshop in Lambertville, New Jersey. After long service as healing practitioners, Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade spontaneously received the energetic gift of healing on the fifth dimensional levels. This healing work, vibrational healing, was recently blessed by Amma, the hugging saint. Together, Bonnie and Elizabeth have benefited hundreds of people with every kind of health problem, including many incurable conditions. Allow the darkness to disappear as you meld into light. Something magical is happening on the planet, and in preparing for the changes leading up to 2012, this workshop is at the top of the list. Register for this three-day life-altering event at www.thebcma.net or call 215-996-0646. You're listening to bbsradio.com. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio network on the planet. This is Let's Find Out with your hosts Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade. We're coming to you live every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-815-9756 in the U.S. and Canada. That's 888-815-9756. Now, if you're just tuning in and you'd like to hear this rebroadcast in its entirety, a recording of the show will be available tomorrow by clicking on the archive link on the Let's Find Out page on bbsradio.com. And now, let's find out with our hosts, Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade.
Again, singing Life is Our Mirror. And Bonnie, I can remember working with Louise Hay years ago, and she had mirrors, and she handed them out to everybody, and she had us look in the mirror and talk to ourselves. And we would do something called affirmations. And, of course, back in the 80s, no one had really ever heard of an affirmation. But now we're about to have them in our workshops, and we're going to have everybody write their own affirmations for themselves. Isn't that right?
That's right. Well, in my private practice, whenever anyone comes to see me, I always send them back home with an affirmation in their hand, something that they can use to heal themselves, because there's nothing like gentle self-talk, soothing self-talk. If you can tell yourself how wonderful you are and how much you deserve to be whole and healed, and looking in the mirror absolutely helps. Say these affirmations in the mirror to yourself lovingly, and you're going to have healing. You're going to bring about healing.
And there's benefits to it. This knowledge that you learn for yourself as you come to these intensives or as you come to our sittings that we're doing is good for when you're handling teenagers or when you're handling a broken heart or when you're handling money situations. Give us a teenager idea, Bonnie, of how this healing, this knowledge can help you in handling teenagers.
Oh, my goodness. Well, let's say you have a situation at home with an incorrigible teen. I know I do from time to time. And it helps me very much to look in the mirror and tell myself that this is simply a phase, that I am perfectly fine in the situation, that I am not going to allow anything take me from my peace, that I am going to claim my peace, and that's all there is to it. I deal with the teenager completely separately.
Right, but you deal with the teenager more lovingly than you might have if you didn't have this information.
Absolutely.
And it's so condemning.
And so the affirmation that I would give to the teen would be something completely different. But mine would be to maintain my peace.
Well, you know, sometimes you can maintain your peace and you can be in avoidance, and that's not good either. But, you know, all of this work that we're talking about, the fifth dimension, is sacred. And the clients must have the knowledge that this is sacred, that this is personal, and that they are here to correct their lives and be prepared for the full experience of it. Because sometimes we have to go into destruction before reconstruction. And the healer is charged with making sure that that occurs. And the healer is also in charge of making a safe place for the healing and emoting an area of trust. Don't you think, Bonnie?
I do, and I think it was very nice of you to say that sometimes we have to go through destruction, because it's most times, isn't it? We have to go through destruction.
Everybody has a different views of how they express themselves, and some people
right.
hear it differently than it's been intended, and they get condemning, and they can get a bit nasty instead of realizing that it may not be said that way. It may be said constructively, but you're in a mood today where you can't hear it constructively. When you tell a teenager to clean their bedroom and they have a hissy fit, you have to say, well, you haven't done it in 3 weeks. The dust is terrible. That's why you're coughing at night. Let's get it done. And it won't take as long.
Mm-hmm.
And give them, you know, constructive reasons. But people don't do that. They'd rather scream and yell and feel powerful, which is just so ego-centered.
Right.
Anyway,
right.
We are about to have a wonderful meditation. And this meditation Bonnie has created is called the Oneness Meditation. And it has to do with the outdoors, doesn't it, Bonnie?
It does. It's about connecting yourself to your surroundings and getting in touch with your spirit.
And the one thing that that everybody needs to know is that we do have a little store at the end of our website on bbsradio.com where you can pick up this particular CD. And you can also pick up Chakras for Your Body, which is the meditation I do that takes you through every chakra and helps you keep them spinning in a balancing situation so your life can be more healthy. And Bonnie, don't you have one other CD?
I have The Inner Smile, mm-hmm. as well as the Becoming One with Your Surroundings. And I also have The Calm Scene. So whether you're a beginner and you're just trying now to understand meditation and what it's all about, or maybe you've been doing it for a long time and you just need a new avenue to bring in some new information, these CDs are for you. And you can either get them as CDs or MP3s and download them directly.
Well, let's do a review. The Inner Smile is if you have some kind of pain going on inside of your body, whether it's the liver, the stomach, the headache, or the lungs, or the heart, and you need
right.
to use the Inner Smile meditation. The Calm Scene meditation is when you're stressed out, maybe at work, maybe you're having money issues, maybe you just need to relax so that you can make a decision. Then you would use the Calm Scene. And the One with Nature is more of a freeing one, more of a reminding yourself that God is everywhere and you're a part of that. And that's a refresher. That's one that's going to give you fresh energy so that you can think and you can discern and you can make decisions. And all of them are excellent for those different emotions.
That's right. Thank you, Elizabeth. And now, everyone, you're going to get a little five-minute taste of becoming one with yourself. We'll see you all here next week. Thank you.
Thank you. Good night.
Tuning into the world around you and experiencing the vibrations of the new energies is nothing short of magical. We will now begin the Oneness with Nature meditation. Sit still with your feet on the floor and your hands in your lap. Take a nice deep breath in Let it out. Breathe in. And release it. One more time in. And let it out. Now feel your spirit. Imagine the energy that is the real you as it flows through your physical body. Sense the vibrations as they course through and around you. Expand your energy and sense the lightness of it. Now contract your energy. Bring it in nice and close to your skin. Now that we've experienced these sensations, let's send our spirits out into the world. Let's become one with everything around us. Imagine your energy expanding and flowing from your body in every direction. Allow it to flow into the floor at your feet. Experience the energy patterns in the tile or the carpeting. Become in sync with it. Expand out now to the chair and become one with it. Push yourself out to the walls and become one with the entire structure of the building. Now move out into the grass. The flowers. Really feel the vibrations of the soil. Now move into the trees growing from that soil. Feel the birds in the branches of the trees. And go out into the very air that whispers through the limbs. We are the stones. We are the water. We are the asphalt. We are at one with everything around us. We send out love. And we feel the love return to us. This is true bliss. We now are the purest form of our beings that we can ever be. Now gently, very slowly, bring yourself back into the tree and down into the soil, across the grass and into the building. Now feel your spirit as it comes back into the room, across the floor, back into the chair, and finally back into the proximity of your physical body. You can begin to wiggle your fingers and toes and bring yourself back into your waking consciousness. Thank you.